Good morning, it's Thursday, the 10th day of November. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. It will be sunny and chilly on Thursday with high temperatures forecast to reach the mid-40s. Lows will fall into the upper 30. Now on with today's top stories. One day after a large fire tore through a building in downtown Sumner, destroying the century-old structure and damaging nearby businesses, police arrested a woman they believe started the fire intentionally. The suspect, who is in her 20s, is being held at Pierce County Jail on unrelated warrants. A City of Sumner spokesperson said arson charges had been referred to the Pierce County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. An official with that office said charges were expected to be filed Thursday. Speaking to Sumner City Council during a special study session Monday, Police Chief Brad Morick said that in a taped interview with the suspect November 3, she admitted to starting the fire by igniting cardboard behind 1003-1005 Main Street. Police believe the woman started the October 28 building fire intentionally. City spokesperson Carmen Palmer said Wednesday that when police took the suspect into custody, she answered questions about the fire and initially admitted to being present for a warming fire behind the building. Palmer said during the November 3 police interview, the woman said she purposefully started the fire to have police and fire officials do their jobs. A 63-year-old man died Wednesday after he drove through a pole on Pacific Avenue in Tacoma and collided with a tree, according to police. The crash was reported at about 10:23 a.m. on Pacific Avenue near South 70th Street. Police said the driver was the only person in the vehicle. He was transported to a local hospital with serious injuries and later died. He has not been publicly identified. It's unclear what caused the man to crash. Police said a collision investigation team was called to respond. Pacific Avenue closed for about 2.5 hours because of the incident. A former Pierce County Sheriff Sergeant, who accused the county and city of Tacoma of conducting a skewed investigation into his 2018 assault case, has dropped those claims after entering into a plea deal that allowed him to avoid any new jail time. An attorney representing Robert Glenn Carpenter, 52, filed motions to dismiss separate federal lawsuits against the county and the city following Carpenter's sentencing late last month, court records show. Carpenter's 25-year career included a lengthy stint as the department's top defensive tactics instructor. He was fired soon after he was charged in December 2018 with first-degree assault, stemming from an off-duty incident 2 months earlier when he stabbed a man in both hands. The men had met at an Eastside Tacoma bar. Carpenter, who sought $18 million in damages from the county and the city related to his firing, contends that he was the victim of a robbery. On October 24, Carpenter pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of felony harassment in the stabbing case and was sentenced 3 days later to credit for 24 days previously served in jail. On October 28 and October 31, his attorney, Harry Williams, filed motions to dismiss the civil lawsuits against the county and the city, respectively, court records show. The Pierce County Prosecuting Attorney's Office added the three Tacoma police officers charged in the March 2020 killing of Manuel Ellis to a list of law enforcement with credibility issues this month, according to a spokesperson. The prosecutor's potential impeachment evidence files, commonly known as Brady material, for officers Christopher Burbank, Matthew Collins and Timothy Rankin include charging documents filed by the State Attorney General's Office in May 2021, which cite video and witness accounts of the officers beating Ellis, who did not fight back, prior to his death from a lack of oxygen. The officers described Ellis as the aggressor in comments at the scene and during their first interviews with Pierce County Sheriff's detectives days later. Those charging documents will now be provided to defense attorneys if any of the officers are used as a witness in a criminal trial. Burbank and Collins face charges of second-degree murder and first-degree manslaughter. Rankin, who responded to the incident with Ellis's backup, is charged with first-degree manslaughter. All three have pleaded not guilty and are scheduled to face trial in late January. Two Pierce County Council incumbents and the Democrat tapped by outgoing Chair Derek Young to succeed him jumped out to sizable leads in the first batch of general election results released Tuesday evening. In the race for Young's open District 7 seat, Democrat Robin Denson, a Gig Harbor City Council member, followed up on a strong August primary performance with nearly 59% of the more than 50,000 votes tallied in the race so far. Republican Paula Lonergan, Sheriff's Civil Service Commission Chair and wife of County Assessor Treasurer Mike Lonergan, captured 41%, similar to the share that she and the two other GOP candidates tallied in the final August results. The seat represents Gig Harbor, Key Peninsula, Fox Island, McNeil Island, Ruston, West Tacoma, and North Tacoma. Incumbent Marty Campbell, 51, a Democrat, led Republican Nancy Daly Slotnick, 58, an Army veteran and small business owner, by 11.5% in the District 5 race. The race in District 1, which covers Bonnie Lake and large parts of East Pierce County heading toward Crystal Mountain, saw the most lopsided results of the three council contests. Incumbent Dave Morrell, 63, one of three Republicans on the seven-seat county council, led America First Republican Timothy Tooker by a margin of more than 47% in early results. Voters on Tuesday were approving Proposition 1, which would restore a Metro Parks Tacoma levy to support its parks and recreation maintenance and operations. More than 62% of voters approved the proposition. The multi-year park and recreation maintenance and operations levy lid lift allows for an increase in the Metro Parks District's regular property tax levy from 46 cents per $1,000 of assessed valuation to 75 cents per $1,000. Restoring the levy would cost property owners an average of an additional $11.91 per month, compared to this year. The estimated total income from the restored levy rate would be $10 million to $11 million per year for the next biennium budget. The Metro Parks levy lift would fund operations and maintenance of parks, playgrounds, sport fields, community centers and zoos and would fund safety and security improvements, wildfire prevention, open space preservation and youth and teen programs. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.